The Atlanta Black Theater Festival is turning 5 this year. With 63 events in total, the festival features workshops, readings, a vendor's market, and full-length play starting this Thursday through next Saturday. We have the Atlanta Black Theater Festival's founder and producing director, Tony Simmons Henson, here in studio with us. We also have local playwright Janice Liddell. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tony, the Atlanta Black Theater Festival is turning 5. Why did you decide to start it 5 years ago?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. It was inspiration. I can tell you I've been a theater lover all my life. I grew up in the backyard of Broadway in New Jersey and have had theater as a part of my culture and my upbringing from day one. So when I moved to Atlanta, it was a wonderful time for me to start a new business. And so the journey started there. And it wasn't theater. It was something else. And I failed miserably. And that's the story. And I was at the bottom, rock bottom, where, as they call it, financially. And inspiration came at 3 a.m. in 4 words, Atlanta Black Theater Festival. And I jumped out of bed and Googled it. It was so intuitive. I thought it already existed. And come to find out it didn't. And we got the ball rolling. Myself and my sister, Wanda Simmons, we worked on it for about 15 months and launched in 2012. So
wow.
That's the truth. That's the story.
You're calling at 3 a.m. That sounds sort of like the presidential elections. You know, Tony got the call at 3 a.m. Well, in the AJC, there was a very nice write-up, and you said there was no better time to celebrate Black theater than now.
Yeah.
Why?
I think that the country needs, particularly the Black community, needs to be celebrated, and they need to be they have to know that they're part of something. There's a lot of alienation going on, I think, on both sides. And I think that there's just this need to celebrate what the contributions of or have been and the struggles that African Americans have endured over the past 400 years in this country. And I think we need to give voice to it. And art always reflects life. So it's important to have these voices be heard and that people know and understand that the truth is not being told. We need to speak the truth. We need to acknowledge the pain and the suffering as well as the triumphs and contributions. So that's what the festival is all about.
Well, and certainly thinking about some of the giants of the previous century, August Wilson, Lorraine Hansberry, we want to keep nurturing a tradition and multiply with more and more younger artists.
Absolutely.
The Atlanta Black Theater Festival certainly celebrates diversity in the lineup of playwrights and performers, but also in the different kinds of plays. How do you curate the festival?
That is probably the toughest part. And I'd say that, and it gets progressively more challenging each year. We accept submissions beginning January 1st to March 1st, and then we go through the scoring system. So I have volunteers come and they read the scripts and they have to score the scripts. Once they get above a certain grade, and that has to be 90 this year, we started at 80 when we first began, but based on this criteria, once they score 90 or better, then they come to me and I create the program. And just because they score 90 or better doesn't mean that they automatically make it in, because we have so few spots available, but we try to create a program that we think that everybody will enjoy. So we'll add comedy, we'll put some musicals in, some solo performances. Everybody loves a great solo performance. And a drama, traditional, classic, urban contemporary. We just try to create a whole wonderful plethora of choices for our patrons.
And there are 12 full-length plays this year, but there are also 17 readings. And you said that these events, the readings, are especially popular with audiences. What do you think is the reason for that?
I think people, even though 95% of our festival consists of new works, I think people or patrons love the opportunity to experience a play in progress. And to be able to sit in on who knows what could be the next Lorraine Hansberry or August Wilson Black, just to be able to be a part of that is so more, it's much more engaging. And this culture today, I think we're used to engaging in our content, and we're being trained to do that. So I think that's probably why, because the playwrights do welcome the opportunity for feedback afterwards. So it's just not one-sided, it's two-sided, and people enjoy it. It's a lot, and it's affordable, I think, also as well. So.
And how great that engagement is in person.
Yes.
And not just electronically, not that there's anything wrong with that, but in person, there's something unique and special.
Yes, absolutely.
Janice Liddell, among the unique things about the Atlanta Black Film Theater Festival is the number of artists who actually come to the festival. This year, it's almost 300. As a playwright, how do you think the Atlanta Black Theater Festival compares when it comes to attracting artists from other states and other countries?
Well, that's a difficult question for me to answer since I'm local, but I think given the caliber of the theater experience here, that it competes with any festival I've attended, so I believe that it has grown into something that artists want to be a part of. I know I did. I came last year for the very first time. And when I saw the features and how Tony was handling things, I said, I want to be a part of this. And so I submitted my play, and fortunately, it was accepted.
Let's talk about your play.
Okay.
Who Will Sing for Lena?
Yes.
Is about the first woman executed in Georgia. In 2005, she received an official pardon. Please tell us her story.
And I was there. I went to the little ceremony that they had for her. Around 2004, AJC ran an article about her, and I read it, and I was just torn. And it was something very haunting about that story that forced me to do some research and compelled me to speak for her, because all the information that I had read was basically newspaper articles interpreting, especially I went down to Randolph County, Cuthbert, Georgia, where the crime, I put quotation marks around the crime, occurred. And how they talked about Lena Baker there, it was horrendous, you know.
Still, in 2004?
No, this was old. I went to the archives. Sorry. Yeah, I was doing the research then. And so I said, Lena, I am going to tell your story from what I think is your voice. And that's what I set about to do, is to speak through, well, let her speak through me to tell her story.
And talk about marginalized voices.
Yes.
Lena's story is tragic and immensely frustrating. I can't imagine there were many first-person accounts from her. How did you tap into her psyche? And perhaps you should just give us the bare bones
of the story.
Of her story.
Well, in 1944, she had become a domestic servant for a mill owner. And at that time, of course, women had no control over their own person. And if you were Black women, even particularly, you did not have any control over yourself. And so eventually she became what I called a sex slave for him. And finally she said, no more, no more. And he said, oh no, you're not going to leave me like that. Basically, I'm kind of, you know, speeding it up a little bit, but they fought this particular night. He had the gun, she got the gun, and I won't tell the rest of the story. You got to come to the play to see it.
Keep us in suspense. So how did you tap into her psyche?
Well, one good thing about the whole trial was the full transcript is on file. So I was able to read the transcript as it was presented at that court. The court trial only lasted 4 hours. She had been arrested. She had been she had tried, convicted, and sentenced.
And that trial, 12 white men.
Right. I call it what it is. It was a kangaroo trial. And that's really an important part of the play, too. So I think it's very dramatic. Even though it's a one-woman show, you'll get a sense of that trial in that show.
Talking with Janice Liddell and Tony Hansen about the Atlanta Black Theater Festival. We'll be back after a short break. You are listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.
And I would be lost by each wild tempest tossed. Oh, if I didn't know of a place we two can go. There's a little cabin in the sky, Mr. It's true somehow. Can't you see that cabin?
You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta. I'm your host, Lois Wrights. It's so good to be here with you, along with Tony Hansen and Janice Liddell. Tony is the director of the Atlanta Black Theater Festival, founder and director. Janice Liddell is a local playwright. Her play, Lena, is one of those featured at the festival this year. You were talking about casting Lena as a one-woman show. Why did you choose to do it that way rather than with the trial and the bad guy?
Right. Great question, because I did toy with making it a full dramatic play. And then it hit me that I really wanted to hear her voice. I wanted her voice to supersede all voices. So it's pretty much told from her perspective. Even the trial, everything is told from how she perceived it. And I thought I could do that best with a one-woman show. Plus, I had never, ever done a one-woman play, and I wanted to try that.
Well, you have given her a voice as she was never allowed at the time of her painful and horrible incident.
Yes.
Tony, in the 2 minutes or so we have left, the National Black Arts Festival here in Atlanta recently held a panel, and you were on it, discussing the state of Black theater companies. Would you tell us just a bit about that discussion and the conclusions you drew from it?
That was an amazing experience, because I shared the stage with a phenomenal Lou Bellamy. He's a phenomenal artist, and he's from Minnesota, and he has his own theater company. And he was celebrating 40 years. So I felt like the veteran and the green person in the room. So my voice was my experience the last 5 years. And I've been producing theater for 11 years, but the last 5 years, particularly with the festival. And just a consensus was, we came to the conclusion as both of us compared notes in the green room as well as on stage, that there continues to be a struggle, and we really need to be able to get ourselves in a position where we can thrive as a theater company. But I think all theater companies experience the struggle of keeping theater alive. And I quoted at the beginning of my particular input in that interview, the quote was, theater has been dying for 400 years, but somehow God has been able to sustain it. So I don't think we're going anywhere. I think we're the voice of humanity. I think theater creates that voice and platform, and I think we'll be here forever. But it's important for people to understand and know that it is the best entertainment.
Thank you so much. Toni Simmons Henson is the producing director and founder of the Atlanta Black Theater Festival. Janice Liddell is an Atlanta-based playwright. Her play, Who Will Sing for Lena, will be on the festival's main stage next Friday.
But Two performances.
But festival events start this Thursday and run through October 15th. All events are held at the Porter Sanford III Performing Arts and Community Center.